Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Internet radio show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Ron May. We'll be delivering God's word very shortly. As I always ask my listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens, and get your paper ready, so that you can follow along with this awesome man of God as he get ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. I am so excited to announce that before we go, I'm going to do this real quick, and then I'm going to go into prayer so that you can mark your calendars accordingly. God has opened another door for me to be in a big mass production. So for the next few months, I will be doing some of my shows will be coming on in the afternoon between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but all of my scheduled shows for Saturday will still be the same from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. God is doing great things. He is still a promise keeper. He is opening many doors, not only for me, but a lot of my sisters and brothers in Christ all over the land. God is opening doors for us like he said he would. So I just want you all to be aware that for the next few months, until almost the middle part of June, on some Thursdays, I will be doing shows between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But other than that, all my other shows will continue to be on Saturday nights from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Please mark your calendars accordingly so you want to stay tuned so you can hear of the different changes on the Thursdays. We get ready to go into prayer. But before we do, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray for our sister in Christ, Sister Ollie Bryant, the wife of our brother in Christ, Brother Levi Bryant, made his heavenly transition on last week. He is the brother-in-law of our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark T. Holloway, our brother in Christ at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. He made his transition on last week. His homegoing service will be next Saturday at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. So we're going to keep his wife, Sister Ollie Bryant, his entire family, and our pastor, his brother-in-law, and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family, keep them and us in your prayers, not only for us, but all those that have lost loved ones. We want to keep Sister Pierce, Mahanson Pierce. Her father made his heavenly transition as well this week. She's a member of the Chosen Few Choir, while I am a member and brother of Rob Mitchell is the president and overseer of that choir. Her father made his transition on this week as well. So we know that there's a lot of people that have lost loved ones this week. We want to continue to pray for them, whether we know them or not, whether they are in America or not. God is calling people home. I was at their old pie funeral home on Thursday night of a young man. I think he had a heart attack. And they had another service today at the Cantrell funeral home where a young man, a man committed suicide, shot himself. His wife was downstairs. He was upstairs, and she heard this gunshot go off and went upstairs and found him dead, but he had committed suicide. So we're going to keep all those that are grieving because of the loss of a loved one, all those that are sick and afflicted. We thank God for allowing our sister in Christ, Tara Doss, to make it back home safely. She was taken to emergency on the other day, but she's home now. But all those that are sick and afflicted as well, whether we know them or not, please keep them lifted up in your prayers as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again on one accord because of who you are. We're giving you glory, honor, and praise because you are worthy of our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. We thank you for being God all by yourself, and we know that you still have and hold all power in heaven and earth, and in earth is in your hands. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to have your way in our lives. We pray, Lord, that before we go any further, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Ron May, his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to all of us, even though we don't deserve them. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would move by your Spirit through your man of God on tonight, Pastor Ron May, as he delivered your word. Help us to be able to hear your word and receive your word on tonight, that you get the glory on tonight. Continue to bless and strengthen and have mercy upon all those that faithfully dials into this worldwide ministry platform by way of telephone, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars across America that are listening in on tonight. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that's going to give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question. And I just mentioned it in the prayer on tonight. But this question comes to all of you that are tuning in on tonight. How often do you thank God for his grace and mercy? Some people don't never thank God for his grace and mercy because his grace and mercy, we don't deserve them and we cannot earn them. So the question for tonight is the spiritual food for thought. How often do you thank God for his grace and mercy? I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note, I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. When I come on next week, I hope you all have your pens and paper ready because I'm going to give you a rundown of all the different guests that are scheduled to be coming forth over this worldwide platform for the rest of the remainder of this month and most part of next month, so you'll have a chance to write them down so you can be on your calendar so you can make yourself available to tune in and be blessed by what God is going to say and do through them. We're getting ready to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to, again, none other than Pastor Ron May. He's my scheduled guest every second Saturday up until the end of June. But for now, but God knows that of what he's doing. And so I believe that he's going to continue to be our scheduled guest for the remainder of this year, if it be God's will. But for now, up until the end of June, Pastor Ron Neighbor is scheduled to bring forth God's word every second Saturday from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Please mark your calendars. We're getting ready to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Ron May. So, again, I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. Because of what the world is going through right now, and I forgot to mention that we want to continue to pray for our sisters and brothers over in Ukraine, as well as people in Jerusalem and Israel. The Word of God says we ought to pray for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. That's not my word. That's what God's word is telling us that we ought to do as sisters and brothers in Christ. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
Hallelujah. It's an old song. It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me.
Yes, yes, yes. The Word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. Listen, before we bring forth Pastor Ron May to deliver God's Word on tonight, I was talking to Sister Gwen Walker. She's a faithful member of the historic St. James Baptist Church on Evergreen. She was just telling me on tonight before we came live on the air about, I think she mentioned she had attended 8 homegoing services within the last 2 months, and some of them were young people. So as my mother used to tell us before she passed away, I remember her saying this growing up, that you don't have to be old to die. You don't have to be sick to die. And sometimes we can just be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But people are leaving here each and every day. But the question is, are you ready? Are you ready? Is your soul ready to meet Jesus on tonight? That's the question for today. Is your soul, are you ready? Is your house in order? Because we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. We don't know how we're going to leave this world. But one thing is for sure, we're going to leave here in the form of death if Jesus don't come back first. So right now we are ready to receive Pastor Ron May. And remember that after he concludes with tonight's message, for those of you that have dialed in, I will be opening up the phone lines for you all to speak with him. for all those of you that have dialed in that have an opportunity to speak to Pastor Rodney after he concludes with tonight's message. And once again, please, I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. Pastor Ron May, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God again for Brother Brown. We are so grateful for this opportunity to minister the word of truth to the people of God. And so we're just asking that you just have yourselves ready, have your pens ready, because we're going to go through a lot of scripture in a very quick time. So I'm just so grateful again and thankful to God for all that he's done for me. Again, for all the bereaved family, our prayers are with you. For those who have come back from out of the hospital, we're grateful for God's continual blessings on your life. We continue to just ask God to do what it is that he do, and that is be God. Hallelujah. And so let us pray. Yeah. Grateful and eternal Father, Lord, we come to you this evening, Lord, asking you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, Lord, would be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would, please turn with me to the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua, the first chapter. The night's message is called Promise. God has a promise for your life, the book of Joshua. I want you to get that into your spirit, that God has something for you. Hallelujah. Even before we read the scripture, I want to prophesy to somebody that what you've been expecting from the Lord, he is going to do it for you in this season, but you have to do some things. There's something that we have to do. The Bible says, if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. That's the word of God. God declares that he wants his people to be comforted. He wants his people to be well. He wants his people to be healthy. And I want you to know that you have the authority, you have dominion to be able to even pray for somebody else in times of difficulty and in trouble. All right? I want you to know that tonight, that God is good. That God is good. So we thank you and we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name for declaring the word of God. Joshua, the first chapter, and we'll read a few of the verses here. Joshua, chapter number one, starting with verse number one, it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over to this Jordan. Thou and all this people unto a land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And every place that the soles of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of the Lebanon, even unto the great rivers, even unto the rivers of Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites, unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. And as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I want you to get that in your mind. As he was with Moses, this is for us. This is for the people of God. He will be with you. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And I love this. He says, be strong. Be of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide, he's talking to the leader, for an inheritance, the land which I swear unto your fathers to give thee. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law, according to the word. I want you to listen to that. I want you to observe according to all the word which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left hand, that thou mayest, I love this word, prosper in whatsoever thou goest. It don't matter where you go, God wants to prosper you. And this book of the law, the word, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate there day and night, that thou mayest observe to do everything, all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong, be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel shouting right now. For wherever thou goest, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, command the people, saying, prepare yourself. Everybody, and if you're listening to me, just say it in your spirit or write it down or verbalize it. Prepare yourself, glory to God, for victuals and with thee the day shall thou pass over this Jordan to go to possess the land which the Lord thy God will give to you to possess. Amen. And then I'm going to read this last word on 13. Remember the word which Moses, my servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, especially the understanding of his word. I had to read a lot of words tonight. I want you to go back when you get in your quiet time and your devotional time and read that again, and then put yourself in that, because this is what God wants to. A promise. What is a promise? I'm so glad you asked me. A promise is a declaration or an assurance that one, or I would say God, will do a particular thing or a thing will happen. Listen to that. A declaration or an assurance. We in the church call it blessed assurance, that God will do a particular thing or a thing will happen. And I love that this is a church word. And put this, write this down, this word down. Say manifestation. Yeah, that's what I want you to get in your spirit tonight, that God wants to do something for you, and he wants to promise you. He's made a declaration that you're going to have something, and that is that you're going to have a life, but you got to see it. That's my first thought tonight, that you have to see it. You have to recognize it. The Bible calls it, or we call it, a vision. You got to have a vision for your life. Watch this. God says that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. He has a desire for the people of God to have something. But when we do have what it is and we see what we see, sometimes we have some obstacles in our way. Look at Joshua. If you read his life, the first thing that he encounters loss. Somebody passes away who he cares for, who cared for him, who nurtured him, who built him up, who taught him the things, the way of the Lord. And sometimes we lose things when there is a loss. Sometimes there's what we call that spirit of depression that will make you lay down. You can't even move. You can't even do nothing. You don't even want to eat. You don't even want to sleep. You can't drink. Just things just seem terribly because we've had some loss. It might not even just be death. Sometimes it can be loss of a relationship we have. Sometimes relationships, if you've been ever been married or divorced, that is just like a death. You had some loss. Even if you are a parent and sometimes you think that you've lost your child because they wayward, they're not doing the things that you trained them up to do, there's a loss. But I hear God saying to us that you got to see the vision of that loss as a good thing. Yes, I think the word of God says all things work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Man, Pastor May, you mean loss? You mean to tell me things that I've lost is going to work out for my good? It didn't say it's that it's going to work out for my good. It says it's going to work out for the good. Are you listening to me? Sometimes we misquote that scripture. God didn't always say things were going to work out for your good. He says they're going to work out for the good. God does not ever promise to eliminate challenges in our lives. I don't know why we as believers think that we're not going to have no challenges, that we're not going to have any setbacks. Instead, what God promises to give us is strength. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19 that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Even if I've got lost in my life, I can be strengthened because the Lord is with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord said, be strong. Why? It's because I'm not strong in my own strength. But you got to see. You got to visualize yourself in a better place. That's when you see it, that means you got vision. It doesn't matter what is delayed. It doesn't matter what is denied. God has something for you. He has written it down. He has said to you that I have a land for you, and it's flowing with milk and honey. God's got better days. Even though you've had some setbacks, even though you may have some disappointments, even though you may have some disparities, I want you to know today, I want you to know tonight that God says you got to see yourself in a better place. Oh, my God, I wish I was in the church. I can hear the amens right now. I can hear the thank you Jesuses right now. I can hear the hallelujahs right now. I can hear the glory of God right now. Woo! Glory to God. I know that sometimes challenges come into my life. But see, if my faith is never tested, then how can it ever be trusted? Glory to God. You've got to have your faith tested. And sometimes you may have lost, but you got to see yourself in a better place. Somebody say to yourself and write it down, I have vision. That's right. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people are restrained, or they don't move. And what I want you to understand tonight is that God is moving in your life. There's no delay for you. It's because you got vision. You just got to get there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I feel God in here. I feel him. I feel him. It's because I got vision. I've got insight. God is with me. He's never going to leave me. He's never going to forsake me, even when I've got loss in my life. It seems like I'm losing, but I'm winning. Glory to God. It seems like I'm losing, but I'm winning. I've got a wall in my face, but I'm going to win because I'm going to listen. Watch this. Watch what he tells him. He says, you got to observe the word. You got to do the word. And so Joshua was given some instructions about a wall that had chariots riding on it. Are y'all listening to me tonight? And I want you to know that you got to see those walls that's coming down. What is it? Is it difficulty with relationships? Is it your financial difficulties? Is it your health? What is it that's a wall in your life? I want you to see yourself healthy. I want you to dream. Somebody say dream tonight. Oh, glory to God. I'm sorry. Dream tonight. See yourself in a better place. See your circumstances, your situation, your children, your money, your health, everything that concerns you. See it better. Somebody say, see it.
See it better.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I hear you. God speaking tonight. No, he didn't say, I'm not going to eliminate your challenges. Instead, he says, I'm going to promise to give you strength. He's going to give you strength to meet those challenges. He's made a declaration over your life. Write this down and put this in your arsenal. Psalms 20. And verse number 6. You got to put that in your arsenal. You got to put Job 22. Matter of fact, let's go to Job 22. Let's go to Job 22 21 through 30. I want you to see this. This is going to bless your life, people of God. These are the things that you got to start seeing. You got to see the word of God, because our next thing is not only do we see it, but we got to start saying it. Hallelujah. We can't just see it. We got to say it. We got to speak declaration over our life. We got to speak promise over our life. That's how Pastor May and Lady May, we live our lives. We live our lives speaking and believing the word of God. If God said we're going to make it, we know we're going to be all right. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Glory to God. I want you to win. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Job, and I'm going to read this out of the Standard Bible. I like how this read. I really like how this read. I don't know if it's the Standard or the New Living Bible, but I've seen it, and I said, okay, Lord, I get you. I see you. Oh, yeah. No, it's not in this. It's in my Standard Bible. Glory to God. Pastor May studies from about 3 or 4 Bibles. I got to study like that. It's because I be wanting to get all the word of God. And sometimes in different places, the word is worded differently, but it's still the word. It's not changed. It's just worded differently so we can understand it better. Amen. Don't let nobody trick you. God's word is still. Glory to God. Listen to what he says. Job. Give me a second. I know I'm moving very quickly, and sometimes I move too quickly for my mouth. Amen. Job, hallelujah. 22, that's where I'm going. And when I get there, I'll read for us. Job 22. Watch what it says here. Job 22 and 21. It says, submit to God, and you will have peace. Watch this. Then the things will go well for you. This is when we start trusting God. He says, if we submit to God, you will have peace. Now, peace is the fruit of the Spirit. It ain't something that you got to buy. It's something that you got to receive, that it's given to you. And you got to say that I got peace in my life. When things are going astray and they getting out of pocket and things are going haywire in your life and difficulties come and challenges come and situations rise up, you got to start talking. And you got to start talking the way God start talking. And you got to get up in that boat, even if it's rocking, and say, peace, be still. I don't care what storm is raging in your life. God is your God, because you submitted to him. And he says, if you submit to me, you're going to have peace. I'm going to give you peace. Glory to God, that surpasses your understanding. You ain't going to even be able to comprehend what God want to do, but you got to say it. And if you say it, that means you got faith. And I told you, if your faith ain't trust tested, then it can't be. If it ain't tested, it can't be trusted. And see, faith is, and listen to this, write this down. Faith is acting on what we hear from God. That's what faith is. Not the substance of things hoped for. That's the description of faith. But faith is when you do what God says. Glory to God. It ain't no hindrance to faith. Faith don't even have a season. Grace has a season, but faith doesn't, because grace is limited. Shall we continue in sin? Paul said that grace may abound, but faith is always moving. Are you listening to me? God's word is always moving. Yes, he'll give you grace in your life. Yes, he'll give you favor in your life. But sometimes you ain't got favor going on. So you're going to have to trust God through the times where that favor ain't working out for you, when it ain't always going well, when it ain't always going good. You got to say that it's going good. You got to get there. Are y'all listening to me? It's not going to always be peaches and greens. Jesus says, in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulation. He didn't say just because you were a believer that you're not going to have, but you got to say that I'm going to come up out of this. I know I'm in it, but I'm going to come out of this because I got faith in God. Are y'all listening to me? Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel God moving. Yes, he is, because he wants to change our attitude. And you got to have the right attitude when you struggle or go through, or you got somebody that you care about. I can't get away from reading this scripture. I can't get away from it. It's just so much here. Watch this. Watch what he says in verse 22 of Job 22. Verse 22 of Job 22. He says, listen to his instruction and store them in your heart. What Jesus said, he said, what David said, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. In other words, God, I'm going to follow your instruction. I'm going to store it up in my heart. I'm going to say it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to know that things are going to work for me, even in trial, even in difficulty, even in setbacks, even in delays, even in destruction. I'm not worried about what's going on in the world. The angels in the camp about them who fear the Lord. That's why I don't worry about when my wife is out or if she's going somewhere. It's because I said, baby, you got angels. They're assigned to you. Glory to God. And when she's out doing her missionary work, or she's going to see about somebody, or she's going to pray for somebody, I said, Lord, keep them angels about her, because I don't want her to have incident. I don't want her to have accident, because I love my wife, and I want to see her and enjoy her. Are y'all listening to me? Yes, and my faith says she's going to be okay. She's going to turn the key. She's going to come in the door. She's going to take her shower, and she's going to get in the bed, and we're going to go to sleep, because we're going to be at peace. Glory to God.
Wow.
Heal the Holy Ghost. I said faith, and it's got to be tested. But I got to follow and listen to what God has said, and I got to keep his word in my heart. Listen what he says in verse 23 of Job. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. Yeah. So clean up your life. Oh, my God. Get your life in order. Live with integrity. See, your faith will work for you when you got integrity, when you believe what God says, and then you follow what he says, and you observe what he says, and you do what he tells you to do. Are y'all listening to me tonight? So we got to clean up our lives. And then if you give up your lust, and that's what we got to do, stop lusting after stuff. Stop lusting after stuff that other people have. Stop lusting after money. Work for money. Let money work for you. I ain't saying don't make no money, but I'm saying don't let it work for you. Let it work for you. Make your money. Work out your stuff, but don't lust after that. Don't chase to be. Don't chase that stuff. Amen. Don't trust in uncertain riches. Don't be gambling. Don't do stuff to slip people out of their money. Don't be no con artist. If you are a supervisor, or if you are a manager, or if you are a CEO of a company, be fair with your people. Glory to God. Who am I talking to tonight? I want you to win. Yes, Lord. God wants you to win. Yes, Lord. God wants you to win. Yes, Lord. But you got to start saying that you win. You got to live like you winning. You got to see like you winning. You got to talk like you winning. Are you listening to me tonight? Somebody say to yourself, promise.
Promise.
That's what I got. I'm giving up on listening. I'm doing what God wants me to do. I'm doing what God wants me to do. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. Throw your precious gold into the river. The Almighty himself will be your treasure. God wants to be your treasure. The word of God says that we got a treasure in earthen vessels. Are y'all listening to me? That's what we are. We God's treasure. God is our treasure. He ain't saying don't use your money for good stuff, but don't put your confidence in that. He will be your precious silver. Then this is what he wants you to do. God wants you to take delight in him. See, when you take delight, that's why delight thyself also. Delight yourself also in what? In the word of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you do that, Lord, I'm going to delight in you. I'm going to look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord when I'm in trouble. That's why Jesus said, don't let y'all, he said, don't be troubled. Jesus said it. We always use this scripture for funerals, John 14 and 1, don't let your heart be troubled. That don't mean just in difficulty. You ain't got to let your heart be troubled right now. Don't let it be troubled about your finances. Don't let it be troubled about your health. Don't let it be troubled about wholesome relationships with your children or your family members. Listen, if you got family members that you done fell out with, you as a born-again believer need to get that right. And sometimes you got to pray for them. And you extend the olive branch. You say, listen, I forgive you for whatever you did. So some of us then suffer some things that we don't talk about. Abuse, rejection, all kind of nonsense that happened to us in our lives. But you got to let that stuff go so that you can get what it is that God wants for you. And you got to do that by faith. And sometimes your faith will be tested. You're going to have some tribulation. There's some people that I need to forgive and let it go. As even as a pastor, I got to let it go. Some people call it church hurt. I've been hurt by people. Yes, I read that, but I've hurt people. Oh, my God, Pastor May, did you say that? Yes, I did. I have hurt people. But my faith says, if I confess my sin, God is faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me. That's what I want to do. I want to clean up my life. Who am I talking to tonight? If you want promise, you got to get your life clean. You can't go where God want to take you and be raggedy. Listen to me. Write this down. Covenant people do not live reckless lives.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Well, I want somebody's life to be changed. I didn't ask the Lord. I don't want to preach to make people happy. I want to preach to impact your life. That's what I asked God to do. Let me be a preacher. I don't even want to be famous. You ain't Lord. The Lord don't got to make me famous. Listen, I'm famous enough around here at the May House. My family, my children jump up and shout when they see their daddy. Hey, Dad! They love their father. That's good enough for me. Are you listening to me? I don't need the praises of no people. As long as my children see that their daddy walking in integrity and that he loves them and they excited, and my wife get excited when I come. If I do something for her, she got this little dance that she do that makes me happy. Are y'all listening to me? I'm sorry. I just feel God in here, and I got faith words. And it tells me that I'm working it out, but I gotta have my life clean because God is my precious treasure. Then watch what he says. I still ain't finished. This is the part that I love right here. This is the declaration. You will pray to him and he will hear you. And you will fulfill your vow to him. Oh my God. You will succeed in whatever you choose to do. Oh, my God, is that not a good word? I hope y'all reading along with me because this is good. This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the light will shine on the road ahead of you. Did you hear me? God's light. Well, the Bible says that he is a light unto our path. Ain't that what Psalm says, that he's a light unto our path?
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to light up the road. You're going to be able to see it. Yes, that's what I'm going to be for you. Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor May. Amen. I got to get it. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for lighting my way, for shining. That means God is going to give you supernatural insight. Are y'all hearing me tonight? He's going to give you supernatural insight, ideas that's going to light. You know how they used to do on the cartoons when that light just said, boom. That's what's going to happen. That's how he lights your road. He's going to give you creative ways to budget yourself, to budget your money when you're in debt. He's going to give you ways and things to eat. He's going to bring it to your mind so that your health will get better. He's going to do things for you to say to your children who are wayward. Who am I talking to tonight? If you had church stuff, if you had problems, if you had situations and circumstances that's been, but you got to speak that word and you got to live that word out. You got to trust God. Somebody said tonight, I'm trusting God with my whole life. Glory to God. Faith coming by hearing. Romans said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I'm saying it. I'm saying it. I'm seeing it. I got vision. I'm saying it. I'm seeing it. I got faith.
Yes.
I've got vision. God is speaking to me. He's showing me the land. He's telling me where to go. He's showing. He's lighting my way. The steps of the good man, Psalms 37:23, are ordered by the Lord. Listen to that. Listen to that. Ordered by the Lord. I'm following God's orders. He's telling me how to live, how to go, how to move, how to walk. Oh, man, I got to look at the time because I don't know how I'm going. Oh, man, I need to be closing in a little while. I'm almost through. I got one last thing to say to you. So once I do it, I succeed whatever I choose to do. And if people are in trouble, this is what I like. If people are in trouble and you say, this is what God said that you could do, and you say, help them, God says, I will save them. Glory to God. Somebody you know is in trouble. They about to find their way on that road to hell. They're in trouble right now. They having some difficulties in their life. You need to pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous produces availeth much. My pastor taught me, Bishop Holloway taught us. He says, our prayers like that take precedence over other prayers. I can't get no help in the church. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I'm understanding. Even he says, even sinners, look at that, so you can get some folk in church. Even sinners will be rescued because of your prayers.
Sir. That's right.
Woo! I feel good. They will be rescued. Yes, Watch this. They'll be rescued because your hands are pure. You got a pure heart. You got a pure heart. Now, I'm about to close. The last thing is that you got to seize it. So, Pastor May, what am I doing? I'm seeing the vision. I'm saying it in faith, and I'm seizing it. And what that means, I am about to walk it out. I'm about to live out. I'm progressing. I'm moving forward. I can see it. God has stored up some things for me. He has given me the gift of wisdom. He has given me common sense. But the only thing that I got to do when I see it is I got to be honest. I got to be reliable. I got to be available, and I got to be generous for God's use. Who am I talking to tonight? That's all I got to say to you. I'll give you a scripture, James 2, 1 through 14. I really don't have time, but we're going to get back into this again because I'm going to come back to you in another couple of weeks. I believe the next Saturday I'll be with you again. Brother Brown will let you know what our schedule is, and I want to take us through this journey of promise. I want to tell you how to walk through this thing. Tonight I just gave you some things to just hold you until we get to this place where we living and walking in promise. God wants you to be blessed in this season. It's because we as the church are the head and not the tail. Church has been called. The church has been called, ecclesia, called out to alleviate human suffering. Jesus is the one. He said, this is my church, and upon this church, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, honey, you win. Glory to God. You win. You're winning. All you got to do is see you're winning. All you got to do is say you're winning, and all you got to do is seize it. Just keep on working it out. Work out. Walk it out. Live it out. I ain't trying to say what my man said. I'm telling you what God is telling me to tell you, and that is that he has a promise for you. I declare and decree that anybody that's listening tonight, you are in a place. This is divine providence. I said, this is divine providence. You are blessed in Jesus' name. I pray tonight that a word has been given. I'm closing. I pray tonight that a word has been given to bless your heart. If you're not saved and you have not accepted Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, beloved, tonight you could be saved. It's so easy to do. All you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Save me. I want to be saved. And if that's the case, you can say that I'm a sinner. And Lord, I'm a sinner and I need you. And I'm going to tell you something. God will tell you, you belong to me and I belong to you. If you made that confession tonight that you a sinner and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he raised himself on the third day morning and has all power, beloved, if you made that declaration, you are saved. So tonight, if you've done that tonight and you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, he wants you to win. He wants you to see yourself better. He wants you to say things are better. And then he wants you to go and take it. You can't just, success is not given. You got to take success. That's what it is. In Jesus' name, thank you again. Amen.
Woo. Amen.
Brother Brown,
praise the Lord.
Your hand.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Ron May, on tonight for that word. Listen, I'm writing down scriptures too. As you've given them out, I'm definitely writing. I got my notes and everything too. So, as he said, Pastor Ron May is my scheduled guest every second Saturday night. Mark your calendars because he's going to be doing a series again, every second Saturday, same time, same place. Mark your calendars for Pastor Ron May. You don't want to miss your blessing through what God is going to be saying through Pastor Ron May in this season. Pastor
Ron
May, thank you so much for that word, a much-needed word for such a time as this. And as I was sharing with you, and as I've shared with a lot of the listeners, and I'm so excited to be able to share it with people everywhere I go now, that God has opened the door for the prisoners all across America to be able to tune in to this worldwide platform and be blessed by God's word. And I do get feedback from some of the prisoners on my Facebook page because they cannot dial into the show from where they are. But they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do get feedback from some of the prisoners, so that means they are listening. God's word, God said his word will not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do for his glory. So we thank God for you, Pastor Ron May. And you stay strong in the Lord. You're doing a great work in kingdom building through preaching and teaching God's word. So if you continue to stay on the ball field, continue to hold up the blessed banner for the Lord. And God is not through with you yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. So I just want to say that to you as a proclamation to you, as a faithful man of God, continue to be faithful and do what God has called you to do. Listen, I'm giving it to open up the phone lines right now for those of you that have dialed in. Listen, we do have people that dial in, but some of them do not say anything, but we still thank God for you for taking time out of your busy schedule. You need to be blessed by God's word because you could be doing other things, but you take time out and you dial in to be blessed by God's word over this worldwide platform. So at this time, I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines for those of you that have dialed in. And if you have a question for Pastor Rodney pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so now. The phone lines are open. Is there anyone? Anyone? Praise the Lord.
Yes. That was a much-needed message tonight. I thank you for that message.
Bless you.
And James, I got my godmama on the phone listening. Her name is Irene Galloway.
Sister Galloway, would you like, do you have any comments, Sister Galloway?
I enjoy.
Bless
you.
Amen.
Bless you.
I want you to every time you get, Mary Ann will keep you abreast and attuned as to what time, the different time that we come on so you can tune in and be blessed by God's word. Pastor Ron May, the last two speaker voices that you just heard was from my cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right. Thank you, guys, from North Carolina. Lock up now. All right.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann. Thank you all. Anyone else? The phone is still open. Anyone else?
Well, good evening, Brother James Brown. Good evening, and God bless you and Reverend May. So happy to hear you again, Reverend May. And I thank you for that message tonight. You know, God has so many promises for us, but we've got to learn what we're supposed to do to get these promises.
That's it.
And so I'm looking forward to the part two so you can tell us what we need to do so we can get all our blessings and promises that God has for us.
He's got so many of them. So many. Glory to God.
Amen. Pastor Ron May.
Amen. Thank you.
Pastor Ron May, that's Sister Gwen Walker from Historic St. James over on Evergreen. Now, she's one of the faithful listeners that I've been telling
about this story.
Thank you so much, Sister Gwen Walker. You are always encouraging. You always encourage me and my guests. Thank you so much. You continue to stay faithful as well. Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? I see we have Sister Tara Darst on the line. I know that she was just released from the hospital the other day, and we do know that she still has issues with her voice, so we're not going to try to get her to say anything, but I just want you to know, Pastor Ron May, that she is on the line. And she was,
you know, that's my
was
sister. Tara Dawkins is my sister. I love Tara. Yes, sir.
Amen. Hey, we thank God for Sister Tara Dawkins. Listeners, again, I'm asking all the listeners, continue to pray for this worldwide ministry. That's what this is. It's not a show. It's a ministry that God
has
opened this door for his word to go forth with power, that souls are being saved, backsliders are coming back to the fold, and those that are in the body of Christ are being built up, strengthened, and edified through God's word. That's what I'm so grateful for. And I am so grateful that God has opened the door for me to be the under-shepherd over this worldwide platform. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm mighty glad that he did, that he's using me and every guest that comes forth over this worldwide platform to give him glory and honor as we be endurers of his word and not just hearers only. So for you, again, Pastor Wame, continue to stay faithful. And I want you all to know that Pastor Ron May's wife, listen, now this is another woman of God. She's a powerful woman of God. You all have heard her before, but I am asking her to give me a call next week so we can get her scheduled to come back on. And God be willing, we're going to have Pastor Ron May and his wife do a tag team message. I am so excited about that and looking forward to doing a tag team message. More every now and then I have husbands and wives come forth and do tag team messages, and they are always powerful. So you want to stay tuned and be mark your calendars for when they come forth together as a husband and wife team delivering and sharing God's word over this worldwide platform. Pastor Ron May, would you have any final words before we release you for tonight?
I just want to let the people of God to know that just be encouraged, that God has tremendous amounts of promises for you, and we're going to dig into them in these next few months here. God's got over 8,000 promises that are for the people of God, and I don't know if we will get to all of them, but we're going to find out what they are. But one thing that I do know is that the Lord wants you blessed in the city. He wants you to be blessed in the field. He wants you to be blessed in your body. And he wants you to be blessed with good, wholesome relationships. God bless you. Thank you again, Brother Brown, for asking me to do this. I promise you, I count it a privilege and an honor.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Listen, one final reminder. We want to keep our sister in Christ, Sister Ollie Bryant, the wife of our brother Lamar Bryant. We want to keep her in our prayers. This is the oldest sister of our pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. I want to give a shout out to him and to my church family as well before we go off to the air on tonight. A big shout out to Pastor Mark C. Holloway. That's his brother-in-law that has made his heavenly transition. So, again, his homegrown service will be next Saturday morning at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Hopper Woods, Michigan. So we want to keep that family in your prayers. And also, Mahenson Pierce, her father made his family transition this week as well. She's one of the faithful members of the Soul of Few Choir members, where I am also a member of that choir, where Brother Rob Mitchell is the overseer and director of that choir. So we want to keep her and the Bryant family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family, and the great loss and heaven's gain of Brother Levi Bryan. And not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones, whether we know them or not, keep them in your prayers, those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, because we serve an awesome God. He's everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send him anywhere. He's omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere at the same time. And he's waiting to hear our cry. He's waiting to hear our prayer. He said he will answer our prayers. Again, the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. Pastor Ron May, would you please do me a favor on tonight? Would you please close us out in prayer?
Yes, I sure will. Thank you, Brother Brown. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord, we thank you again for what our ears have heard and our hearts have received. I pray that you continue to bless your people. I pray that you would continue to bless their way. I pray that you would continue to give this man of God continued influence, and Lord, in everything that he does. And Lord, I thank you again for those who are listening. Continue to heal their bodies. Continue to do what it is that you do. And let's just be God. And so, Lord, we are submitted to you so that we will have your peace in our life. Thank you again for this opportunity to minister your word. I'm grateful that you have called me to be your servant. Now, Lord, just as we leave this place, but certainly not your presence, we pray that your angels will continue to be encamped around about us. Now the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forever. And let all the people of God say in unison, I can't hear you, but I know that you're saying it. Amen.
Amen. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord.
Amen. Love you, Brother Brown. Talk with you soon, man.
God bless. Love you, too.
Yes.
Precious lamb.